the initial idea, Obama has said that shovel ready wasn't as shovel ready as we thought, which is actually a kind of odd thing for him to say because the administration made every spending deadline. You know, this actually was pretty much exactly as shovel ready as they thought. There was the money that went out right away. And then there was longer term projects like high speed rail being an excellent example. Now, Florida had the shovel readiest bullet train.
Right. We had the most shovels ready.
Exactly. You had the land. You had the route right down I-4. It was pretty much good to go. You had all these private companies who were essentially willing to pick up the slack and say that, look, we'll cover the cost of any overruns. We'll make sure that this isn't going to cost Florida a dime. But look, I tell the sort of sad story in the book. It's a little bit ugly, but it's not Governor Scott's ideological cup of tea. He really just didn't like the idea to begin with. And there were – you saw similar things in Wisconsin, which had a really positive high-speed rail project, not a bullet train, but something that would have been part of this Midwestern network that really is happening. You also saw it in Ohio, where, frankly, that project was kind of a dog. So I'm kind of sympathetic to John Kasich, the Republican governor there, who also killed that project. I think in Florida, it really was sort of unfortunate where you had this business community in Tampa, in Orlando, in Miami. Everybody wanted to do this thing. There was a kind of Tea Party element to this where, you know, we don't like trains. That's the sort of liberal way to travel, and we don't like government projects. But it was certainly, you know, that was a lot of jobs. I at the time when Wisconsin and Ohio had already killed their trains, but Rick Scott hadn't yet made up his mind, I talked to a guy in the administration who told me that he thought this was going to be a great issue for Obama in 2012 because they would just show pictures of those guys in Florida building this new fancy high-speed network that was going to whip bullet trains right past traffic on I-4 and create tens of thousands of jobs, and that they'd be able to run those ads in Wisconsin and say, hey, thanks for your money, Wisconsin. But of course, it turned out that Florida went the same direction.
And then Florida's money went to California, which also has had problems with high-speed rail. So what's been the outcome so far? Who's doing it?
Well, the most exciting stuff, I think, is happening in the Midwest, where it's actually you have sort of higher-speed rail, and the Northeast as well.
With the Acela.
Exactly, where you see a lot of money being spent to essentially improve Amtrak service, particularly routes where there really can be competitive with the short flights and the long drives. And the idea is that in the long run, that particularly these short flights are not going to be economically and environmentally sustainable, that we're going to want to reduce congestion in our airports and on our roadways, that this is going to be a more fuel efficient as well as just a more comfortable way to travel. And you want to provide options. And so I think you are starting to see Chicago to St. Louis pretty soon. They're going to cut an hour off those travel times. Up in Maine, you're already seeing where they're extending a Northeastern line, and it's created $100 million worth of new private investment around the new station. You are seeing this kind of where the government investment is creating private spinoffs. And it's not a coincidence that right now the fastest growing industry in America is health IT, which was essentially created by the stimulus. The number two fastest growing industry in America is the solar industry, which has increased more than 600% in the United States since the stimulus passed, again, because of these green subsidies. So I think this wasn't like the New Deal where you put millions of Americans on the public payroll and you create these alphabet agencies like the WPA and the CCC. This was in either using public dollars to save public jobs that would have otherwise been destroyed through, you know, the teachers, the firefighters, the cops, or it's sort of sending out money that then creates impact in the private sector, but not directly government jobs. The government, the public sector overall has actually shrunk during the Obama era. We've lost 600,000 government jobs during this supposed era of socialism.